The Brownies on Bicycles by Palmer Cox. One evening, brownies, peeping down from bluffs that overlook the town, saw wheelmen passing to and fro upon the boulevard below. "It seems," said one, "an easy trick. The wheel goes round so smooth and quick. You simply sit and work your feet and glide with grace along the street. The pleasure would be fine indeed if we could thus in line proceed." "Last night," another answer made, "as by the river's bank I strayed, where here and there a building stands, and town and country side join hands. Before me stood a massive wall with engine rooms and chimneys tall. To scale the place, a way I found, and creeping in looked all around. There bicycles of every grade are manufactured for the trade. Some made for babies' hands to guide, and some for older folk to ride. Though built to keep intruders out, with shutters thick and casing stout, I noticed 20 ways or more, by roof, by window, wall, and door, where we, by exercising skill, may travel in and out of at will." Another spoke in no wise slow to catch at pleasures as they go, and said, "Why let another day come creeping in to drag away? Let's active measures now employ to seize at once the promised joy. On bicycles quick let us ride, while yet our wants may be supplied." So when the town grew hushed and still, the brownies ventured down the hill, and soon the band was drawing nigh the building with the chimneys high. When people lock their doors at night and double bolt them left and right, and think through patents new and old to leave the burglars in the cold, the cunning brownies smile to see the springing bolt and turning key. For well they know if fancy leads their band to venture daring deeds, the miser's gold, the merchant's ware, to them is open as the air. Not long could door or window stand fast locked before the brownie band, and soon the bicycles they sought from every room and bench were brought. The rogues ere long began to show as many colors as the bow. From paint and varnish lately spread, besmeared them all from foot to head. Some turned to jaybirds in a minute. Some as quick might shame the linnet, while more with crimson-tinted breasts seem fitted for the robin's nest. But whether red, green, or blue, the work on hand was hurried through. They took the wheels from the blacksmith fires, though wanting bolts and even tires, the rig parts with skill and speed to answer well their pressing need, and soon enough were made complete to give the greater part a seat, and let the rest through cunning find some way of hanging on behind. And then no spurt along the road or around the yard their courage showed, but 20 times a measured mile they whirled away in single file, or bunched together in a crowd, if the width of the road or skill allowed. At times, while rolling down the grade, collisions some confusion made, for every member of the band at steering wish to try his hand, though some perhaps were not designed for labor of that special kind. But brownies are the folk to bear misfortunes with unruffled air. So on through rough and smooth they spun until the turning point was won. Then back they wheeled with every spoke an hour before the thrush awoke.